This is Chaitanya Bhagavat class, and we're in the middle of a leela that we started some time ago. Basically, to recap it all, Gauranga Mahaprabhu has been invited by Dvaitacharya for prasadam, or bhoga rather, in his house in Jagannath Puri, Advaita's in Puri, and Advaita was fearing that when Gauranga came, he would bring all the sannyasis associates with him. He usually travels with all those sannyasis. And he wanted to serve him alone. And he wanted to really stuff Lord Chaitanya. He wanted him to fully enjoy himself. And he and his wife, especially he, prepared so many wonderful preparations. And generally, if the Lord is with the other sannyasis, Brahmananda Bharati and Srup Damodar and other associates, he'll eat in a very simple way, some steamed vegetables, a little rice. And Advaitacharya had another idea. He was thinking, I know that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath, and I know that Jagannath and Chaitanya are Lord Krishna. And Jagannath eats 56 preparations every day, chapan bhog. And Lord Jagannath likes chapan so much, we were mentioning yesterday, chapan bhog. He likes the number 56 so much that when Lord Chaitanya organized kirtan parties for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath at Rath Yatra, there were 56 people there. There were seven parties of eight members. Seven times eight is 56, I think, if I'm correct. And there were four parties in the front of Jagannath's cart and three parties in the back. I mean, one on each side and one in the back. Makes seven. So that's how we get the... And then there was eight in each party. And there were two mardangas in each party. So there was chapan kirtan mandali. Jagannath's chapan kirtan mandali. And I think there is kirtan devotees. There's one or two of them here from Krishna Balaram Temple, they would really like that if there was 14 mardangas. Out of 56 members in the kirtan party, 14 were playing mardangas, and 7 were leading the singing, and the other six were responding. So it specifically says there that the two playing mardanga weren't singing, because it's quite a feat if you can play mardanga and also lead a kirtan. Of course, ISKCON, our devotees are very expert. But in Chaitanya Leela, we see, and generally if you see in Bengali kirtan, the mardanga player, he's too busy either doing tricks and playing or just playing to sing. And sometimes, usually some, I've seen in our movement, if someone's playing mardanga, why aren't you chanting? Mardanga player's not chanting. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan parties, the mardanga players, they don't chant because all their energy is going somewhere else. So that's there in the description of the kirtan in Jagannath Puri. And it makes sense also. And if you go to Navadvipa or Bengal or you attend any function where the kirtan is there, usually the mardanga player doesn't sing. If he does, well, all the better. Okay, very wonderful. He's ambidextrous. But oftentimes a good singer, he doesn't play mardanga, or a good mardanga player can't sing. But that's a side point. So here we are in Puri, we're in Jagannath Puri, we're in Advaita's house, his house in Puri. Lord Gauranga has come for prasadam or bhoga, and Advaitacharya is very happy because for some unknown reason, Gauranga has come alone. And every day he's going to some grihastha's house to honor prasadam, and every day he's going to five or seven sannyasis. And all of a sudden on this day, because Advaitacharya was intensely praying to God or to himself, because he's also God, he's Mahavishnu. I hope that Lord Chaitanya comes alone. So now he's come, and the Lord accepted the yogurt and milk and ghee and cream and sandesh and whatever else was given by Advaita to the tune of 56 different preparations. And Lord Chaitanya took his meal and he satisfied all the desires of Advaitacharya. Just like a good healthy brahmachari when he goes to someone's house. Actually, they say there's There's three ways to look at Shastra. You can read Shastra and say, that's very interesting. That's one way. And the second way is you can read Shastra and try to apply it to your the Alokic teachings and the Alokic Leela of Shastra, the transcendental teachings. You can try to apply it to your life with analogies. And the third way, the highest way, is when you read Shastra and then you see all the rasas and you understand all the rasas and then you speak on them. So that, of course, is the most elevated devotee that can speak like that, and we aren't on that level. So we try to see the Shastras and see if there's something that relates to us or we can relate to. And Avaitacharya is Grihastha, and he's feeding the Lord, who's a sannyasi, renunciate, and he is very happy that the Lord has eaten to his full satisfaction, akantapudiya, to his neck. And there's nobody was warning anyone there, Vaishnav Savadan. When the Vaishnavs sit down to honor prasadam, then someone in the group will say, in the mid-course of the feast, will say, Vaishnav Savadan. Savadan means, be careful. This taste of Krishna's saliva, this nectar, adhara amrita, the nectar of his lips mixed in this prasadam is so sweet and so special that if you taste this, you may forget everything. And you may forget to stop eating also. And you'll just keep eating and eating. So then one person says, be careful, don't take too much of this festival prasad, mahaprasad. Vaishnav Savadan. And then someone else says, akantapuran, akantapuran, already my neck is full, pura. It's too late. So Gauranga has taken to his full satisfaction, and this way, the Purna Manasakama, all the desires in the mind of Advaitacharya were completely fulfilled. Paripurna Haila Jadi Prabhura Bhojan Takane Advaitakare Indra Stavan. As Gauranga was finishing his meal, Advaita began offering prayers to Indra. This is, of course, Indra is there in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. In Goloka Vrindavan, all the demigods have their original forms. But he's praying to Indra, so someone will say, why is it Advaitacharya, in the presence of Radha and Krishna, Gauranga, he's praying to Indra? And here's what he prayed. Here's his prayer. He has two prayers. Aji Indra Janilun Tomara Anubhav Aji Jani Lana Tumi Nishchaya Vaishnav. O Indra, today I have come to know your prowess. Today I have come to know that you are certainly a Vaishnava. Anubhav means influence or glories. Aji Haite Tomare Divana Pushpajal Aji Indra Tumi More Kinila Keval. And Vaita continues. From today, Indra, I will offer you water and flowers, for today you have certainly purchased me. So this is a very unusual prayer of Advaitacharya, praying to Indra, thanking him and expressing his appreciation and glorifying Indra as a Vaishnava, a great devotee of Vishnu. And before this Leela of Gaur Leela, Indra was trying to kill all the devotees of Vishnu. And at Govardhan Puja Fest and Govardhan Leela, he said, destroy Vrindavan and all its inhabitants. Vrindavan is full of Vaishnavas, devotees of Krishna. And so now in the Gaur Leela, he's being glorified. Oh yes, Nishchay Vaishnava. You are a very steady Vaishnav, great devotee. I'm going to do puja because you're a Vaishnava. Tadinam Samarchanam. The Lord is worshipful and so are the Vaishnavas. One tattva. They're worshipful. We are Radhanam to Vishnu Radhanam, Vaishnava Radhanam, Guru Radhanam. I'm going to offer you water and flowers. Today you've purchased me. And Gauranga is listening. Indra? You're praying to Indra? Prabhu Bali? Aji je Indrera Bharastuti? Ki hetu iha? Kaha deki mora prati? Karanga inquired, Advait, why are you offering nice prayers to Indra today? Please tell me. Advaita balena tumi karaha bhojan ki karya tomara iha karya shravan. Advaita said, never mind, you just eat. There's no need for you to hear about all this by my mutterings. Don't, because Lord Gauranga is still honoring his prasad, and Advaita says, oh, Indra. As a soliloquy on the side of the stage, Mahaprabhu's eating, and he looks, he sees Advaita, what's he doing? What are you doing? Prabhupale arakene lukavacharya jata jata brishti sabha tomari se karya. Oh, the Lord said, oh, Acharya, why are you trying to hide the truth? The rains and winds that came were all your doing. Jadera samaya nahi tabeya kasmat mahajara mahavrishti mahashilapat. Mahabhu said, he's speaking now for several verses, quite a few verses. Mahabhu is speaking. Advaita, this is not the season for strong winds, yet today strong winds and intense rain have surprisingly come, and a great hailstorm has suddenly appeared. Tumi iccha kariya, se e sava utpat, kareya accha taha bujila sakshat. I have understood without doubt that all these unseasonal and untimely disturbances were arranged by your will. Je lagi indra dvara karela iha, taha kahiyami viditta kariha, sanyasira sangeyami karile bojan, kichuna kaiba ami etomaraman. Advaita, now I will explain why you had Indra do all this. You thought that if I came with all the sannyasis who usually accompany me whenever I take bhoga, I would not eat very much. Is that what you were thinking? Possibly you were thinking like that? Ekeshvara aile se amare sakala kao jaya nija icha kariba safal. Mahabhu said, but if I came alone, you could fulfill your desire by feeding me everything you cooked. Ateva sakala utpatta shijya nishedila nyasigana mane agyadiya. Therefore, you created all these disturbances to stop all the other sannyasis from coming. Indra agya karie tamara kon shakti bhagya se indra je tamare kare bhakti krishna nakarina janra sankapa anyatha je karite pare krishna sakshat sarvata. Krishna Chandra Janra Bhakye Karena Palana Ki Adbhutta Tare E Jaravarishan. Mahabhu said, Advaita, the fact is that Indra carried out your order. The fact is, it does not demonstrate your actual potency. It was actually Indra's good fortune that he got an opportunity to serve you. So the demigods can serve the panchatattva or serve devotees. That's their great fortune. And sometimes they do. Maybe the devotees are arranging an elaborate temple opening, an installation of the deities of Radha and Krishna. And then the demigods, Vayu and Indra, are thinking, oh, such an auspicious occasion. Why should we be left out? We should do some seva. We should make some winds and rain fall. So then the rain comes. In the same way, Nityananda Chayodasi here at Radhakund, Then the rain fell in Radhakund, big time. And it was all over before 9 o'clock or so, because the Abhishek was at 12. So the Indra seized the opportunity, because he blew it in Krishna Leela. Indra really blew it in Krishna Leela. He harassed the Vrishvasis. It was raining day and night. They couldn't move. The cows couldn't move. Everything was, the footpaths were flooded with water. Winds, couldn't see anything. Freezing, hailstones falling everywhere. So much harassment. And then he thought, I should make amends in Gaur Leela. Oh, Nityananda's Avirbhav Titi, Trayodasi. It's unseasonable. The farmers are very unhappy to have rain at this time. It's not good for their crops. The demigods don't care. They'd rather please Lord Nityananda. The demigods, Indra is not trying to please the farmers. He's trying to please God. So it rained like anything. Wind was blowing. So they got the opportunity to serve all the Vaishnavas at Radhakund and Lord Nityananda. Krishna Karena Janra Sankapa Anyata. I read that. Even Lord Krishna does not refuse a request. You are able to make him appear anywhere. Look at me. Even Lord Krishna does not refuse your request, Advaitacharya. Look who did what. You offered, you prayed to Krishna in the form of Shalagram. You offered Tulsi Patra to Shalagram. You prayed that Krishna would come to liberate this world, and I came. So even Krishna responds to your request. Is arranging for some wind and rain wonderful for one whose words are respected by Krishna Chandra? Is that a big thing? Some wind and rain. Even Krishna listens to you. Krishna heeds your request. Yamakala mrityu janra agya shire dare janra paravanche yogeshwara munishwari jetama smarane sara banda vimochan kiva chitra tariye jaravarishan. Is arranging some wind and rain wonderful for one whose order, Yamaraj, Yama, Kala, Mrityu, Agya Shire Dhare. Agya Shire Dhare. Very simple. If you know Hindi, you can know 90% of Bengali. Yamaraj and time personified and death, they're holding your order on their head. You've heard of Shirasan. You all know about yoga. So Shir Dara, they're holding it on their head. Whose feet are desired, your feet are desired by the best of yogis and munis. And by remembering you, Advaita, one is freed from material bondage. Toma jane hena jana, keachi samsare, tumi kripa karilase bhakti faladhare. Mahaprabhu said, Advaita, who in this world knows you perfectly? Only by your mercy can one get the fruit of devotional service, bhakti faladhare. Advaita balena, tumi sevaka vatsal, Kaya mano vakyami dariye bhal. Advaita now replied to all this exaltation he's receiving from Mahaprabhu. You are very affectionate to your servants, my lord. Bhaktavatsal. I derive strength because I have accepted this fact with my body, mind, and words. Very interesting point. Sevaka vatsala. Kaya mana vakya amidari. Usually we have this term when we're defining or explaining Krishna's qualities. Bhagavan Sri Krishna say bhakta vatsala. Bhakta vatsala. He's very affectionate, vatsala, to his devotees, to those that surrender. So, oh, bhakta vatsala. But here in the Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Vedavyasa is writing about Krishna, he's saying bhakta vatsala. He's very affectionate to his devotees. And he's referring to the devotees with the word bhakta. They have bhakti, they have devotion, pyar, prem. But here, that same Vedavyasa says, Vrindavanas Thakur, he's saying, not saying bhakta vatsal, he's saying sevaka. Sevaka vatsal. Because this is the meaning of bhakta. Bhakta means a sevak. A sevak, like we say, the sevite. Radha Damodarju sevite. Nirmal Chand Goswami. Sevakunj. So the title of the servant of the deity is Sevite or Sevaka. Sevak. Sevakvatsala, Kayo Manavakya Ami Dhara Bala. So he's saying a very nice thing. He's saying that the devotees, the sevaks, and the bhaktas of Krishna, Krishna sevaks, and Guru sevaks, Krishna sevaks, Vaishnava sevaks, they're always remembering in their minds, and they accept with their body, mind, and words, they accept that yes, Krishna's, if I am a sevak, Krishna will be very affectionate to me. If I'm a true bhakta is a sevak. He's only doing seva, moment to moment. And then with his body he's doing seva, and he's accepting that that's my role. With his words he's doing seva, and with his mind he's doing seva. He's a sevaka. And he knows and he believes that by doing that, then Krishna will be affectionate to me and show his affection. And certainly everyone will see that in their own life. Sarvakala singami tora bhakti vale evara morena chadiva kona kale. And we're just saying, Mahaprabhu, sarvakala singha ami tora bhakta vale evara morena chadiva kona kale. Kale. Mahaprabhu, may I always remain as powerful as a lion by the strength of devotional service to you. Bhakti shakti. Bhakti bale. Bhakti bale. You want power? Because earlier, it's very interesting, because earlier, Lord, you have to follow the whole dialogue. Earlier, when Lord Chaitanya accepted the invitation, nirmantran, bhog nirmantran, lunch invitation, he glorified Advaita Acharya. He said, oh, Advaita Singha, Advaita Singha, I gladly accept the invitation. Advaita Singha. So you read, this person is reading this story. This is the expertise of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Because I asked the question at that time, I asked the question in my mind, which I didn't want to mention, I asked, and someone might say, what's the answer? And I don't remember this is the answer. But my mind asked the question when I read, why is Lord Chaitanya calling him Advaita Singha? Because I've heard that, like, Chaitanya is Singha Chaitanya, that he's like a lion, he's roaring like a lion. Of course, Advaita Hungkara. Sometimes Advaita Acharya was chanting loudly like a lion. He was roaring like a singha. Singha Hungkara, Hungkara roaring. But now, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is saying, oh, Advaita Singha, I'll be very glad to come to your house for bhoga. So I was asking, I was thinking, why is Lord Chaitanya? There's a reason for every name. Every name you see Bhagavad Gita, sometimes Krishna says, O Arjun, O Kaunteya, O Gutakesh, Gutakesh. Why is he calling Arjun Gutakesh? One was a conqueror of sleep or conqueror of illusion. So many names are there. And sometimes Krishna, Arjun addressed, O Madhusudan, O Rishikesh, O Madhusudan, O Krishna. Different names. So there's meanings. So now the cat's out of the bag, as they say. The author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's telling us, why is Advaita Acharya known as Singha? What's the answer? By the power of his devotion, Bhakti Bale, Bhakti Bale. He's a lion in service. He's a sevak. First he says, Lord Chaitanya, Advaita says, to me, sevak vatsala. You're affectionate to your sevaks. Sevak vatsala, you're very affectionate to your sevaks. I derive strength because I've accepted this fact with my body, mind, and words. I get strength. Oh, I get strength. If I serve Krishna and I become a true sevak, then I get so much strength in my body and everything. And then he says, you call me Advaita Singha. You address, in other words, the last words Advaita is saying, may I always remain as powerful as a lion. In other words, you say to me, you say, oh Panditji, and then, oh Panditji, oh Pandit Sharma. Then the person might say, by your blessings, may I always remain a pundit. So you call me Singha. Advaita's not saying, someone's saying, what's your name? My name's Advaita Singha, Acharya. He's not introducing himself like that. My name is Advaita, Advaita Das. Or he won't even say Acharya. He won't say Acharya. Everyone is a das. Das, das. But because he's guru, then he's formally addressed by Vrindavan Das Thakur as Advaitacharya, the teacher. Some guru doesn't, someone asks, what's your name? Oh, my name is so-and-so Acharya. It's Das. In Gaudiya Sampradaya, everyone's Das, Das, and Das. Advaita Singha. Yes, may I always remain as powerful as a lion. How? By serving you. Punarmushika Bhava. Punarmushika Bhava. If one serves guru, then he's like a lion. He becomes like a lion. But if he deviates from guru and deviates from order of guru, then he becomes like a mouse. He becomes again a mouse. From mouse to lion and lion to mouse is an evolutionary process. Mouse becomes lion, that's evolution going up, but then lion becomes mouse, that's devolution going down in bodily form and influence. He mata dui prabhu vako vakya rase bhojana sampurna kaila ananda visheshe. So, as the author is mentioning, from the highest understanding, this is not about tattva, this is not about establishing tattva, all these discussions. It's not about finding some lesson for us in our level. It's about ras. It's all about ras. And what he says, in this way, the two Prabhus, Advaita Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, relish their discussion, vako vakye rase, as the Lord happily finished his meal, bhojan sampurna haila ananda visheshe. Ananda visheshe. Bhojan sampurna, bhojan samapt. Advaitera shimokera e sakala kata, satya 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 te nahika anyata. The statements coming from Advaita's lotus mouth are all certainly true. There is no other possibility. So now he goes back. The author himself is going through three different levels. He's reminding everyone that this is a rasa exchange. The parivshads of the Lord, Advaitacharya and Gauranga, are relishing ras of their so much hasya ras, and their mukhya ras, their main ras is dasya. Advaita is in dasya bhav and vatsalya bhav towards Gauranga, and this is a subsidiary ras. This hasya ras is going on, and Samadbhuta ras also, some amazing things going on. So they're relishing their ras. But then the author is saying, but all these things that Advaita is saying, because he's Acharya, then they're true. It's true that one gets bhakti bala. It says, bhakti bala, one becomes like a lion by the strength of bhakti. Bhakti bala. It's a fact. These are truths. There is no other possibility. Nahika anyata. Shunitiye savakata janra pritanai seya dama advaitera adrishya nishchay. Anyone who does not relish hearing this narration is adam, the lowest of men, and he will certainly be bereft of Advaita's drishya, merciful glance. The purport by Siddhanta Saraswati. Since Sri Advaita Prabhu desired to become happy by feeding Sri Mahaprabhu alone, Indra, the king of the demigods, created a natural calamity to stop the other sannyasis from coming. As a result, Mahaprabhu came alone and Advaita Prabhu felt satisfaction by feeding him. This topic was revealed by Sri Advaita Prabhu to his own servants. But some people who do not accept Advaita Prabhu as an unalloyed servant of Mahaprabhu do not approve of such factual incidents. And there's some other discussion here. Text 83. Hari Shankara Jaina Prita Satyakata Buddha Prakrita Jane Na Bhuje Sarvata. The bond of love between Hari and Shankar is factual, yet it cannot be understood by ignorant materialistic persons. Hari Shankar Prita Satya Katha Abuddha Prakrita Jane Nabuje Sarvata. the bond of love, Hari and Shankar. Shankar is Sankarshan, and then Shiva. It's the eternal form of Shiva, what is it called?
Sadashiva.
Sadashiva and Anantashesh, all these forms are, of course, ultimately expansions of the Lord. But there's a great bondage of love. How many stutis and stotrams Lord Shiva has offered to Krishna and to Radha and to all the various forms of the Lord. So that Shankar became Advaita. He appeared in Gaur Lila's Advaitacharya. That's Shankar. And Hari came in the form of Gauranga. So their love is inconceivably factual. Ekara aprite haya donhara aprita. Hari Hari jena tena chaitanya advaita. If someone displeases either Shankar or Hari, they will both be displeased. This same relationship between Hari and Shankar, Vishnu and Shiva, Krishna and Shiva, was manifested between Lord Chaitanya and Advaita. And Navadvip Mandal, there's one deity, Harihara Kshetra. Harihara Kshetra. And that deity is sitting down like Shiva, meditating. But the deity is made of, I don't know, stone or neemwood or something. He's painted half Shiva, half Vishnu. You've seen? And Navadvip Mandal, Harihara Kshetra, I forget which island. But there is very clearly depicted because there's some pastime there. And even in a deity form, they're being worshipped. The non-difference of Hari and Shankar. Niravadi Advaite Savakata Kai Jagatera Chana Lagi Kripalu Ridhai. The kind-hearted Advaita Prabhu always describe these topics for the deliverance of the world. Advaitera Vakye Bujibara Shakti Janre Janiya Ishvara Sange Beda Nahitandra. One who is able to understand Advaita's statements knows that there is no difference between Advaita and the Supreme Lord. Advaita is Gauranga. Advaita, and Gauranga is Krishna, so that means Advaita is Krishna. Nityananda is Gauranga, that means Nityananda is Krishna. But these type of tattvas are hard to understand. But these, so much deep tattva here. Because ultimately Krishna is Krishna equals Krishna equals Krishna. Krishna from Krishna equals Krishna. Krishna plus Krishna equals Krishna. Krishna take away Krishna equals Krishna. So Krishna, is Balaram Krishna? Yes, Balaram is Krishna. Prabhupada once said, the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is one is white. And then we say, oh, Swayam Bhagavan. These are for some understanding. Ultimately, in one sense, it's all one, but it's all one person, not all one effulgence. It's one person with effulgence, which is also one with him. So Shankar, who is Shankar? Shankar is Shiva. And it says, Advaita is Gauranga, Shankar is Hari. So when Shankaracharya came, he is Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva is Krishna. So Krishna was not satisfied with the Buddhism, because they were just throwing away the Vedas and doing all nonsense. And so then he came as Shankaracharya, such a powerful acharya, established the worship of Krishna everywhere, wrote prayers about Krishna everywhere. Who established the Char Dham in India? It's Shankaracharya. He's the one that established Char Dham, Puri. These places were there, but no one knew the significance that there is such a thing as Char Dham, Char Dham Parikrama. You get liberated. Then after that, so many Puranas, everything's writing about these places. Badrinath in the north, and Rameshwaram in the south, and in the east, Jagannath Puri, in the west, Dwarka. These temples and these mats were established by Shankaracharya, and the Mayavadi Pujaris still are doing puja there. You go to Badrinath, they have three lines. So it's very bewildering when you go to these places. Pujaris and Shankar Sampradaya. You go in the Jagannath Temple. It's a very interesting confusion. So don't ask questions, just take Jagannath Mahaprasad. Go to Bajrinath, pay obeisances. Very high tattvas ultimately. But it's easy. Swayam Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. Krishna is the origin of everything. Bas. Everything is in Krishna, and everything is outside of Krishna. Mayatatamidam sarvam yat kinchat jagatyam jagat. Bhakti kare jay shunaye esava akyan. Krishne bhakti hayatara sarvatra kalyan. Anyone who hears these pastimes of Gauranga and Advaita with devotion will achieve the most auspicious devotional service of Lord Krishna. Advaita Singharakari Purna Manas Kam Vasaya Chalila Sri Chaitanya Bhagavan. After fulfilling the desire of the lion-like Advaita, Lord Chaitanya returned to his residence. He Mata Shivasari Bhakta Ganakare Bhikshakari Sabare Purna Kama Kare. Lion-like, even the author, he says, wait to Singhara. He's lion-like. How much bhakti, how much devotion. He caused the Lord to come. Because the Lord is affectionate to his devotees. He's crying day after day, doing puja. You're supposed to dip the tulsi leaf in the chandan. He taught sachandanam tulsi patram kling krishnaya namaha and offer to the shalagram. But that tulsi leaf was full of chandan and full of ashru, the tears of Advaita Acharya. When Mahaprabhu would hold the Govardhan Shila, which he worshipped for 3 years, the Giriraj, he's holding his hand and bathing the Shila with his tears. Usually you take a conch shell and put the Govardhan Shila, Shalagram Shila, in some snan patra and bathe them with conch shell, ring the ganta. So his the ganta, the bell that's ringing is the gadgara, the gurgling sound from Gauranga's heart when he's holding the Giriraj and he's bathing with his tears. So the conch shell is his neck. Lord Chaitanya's neck is like marked with three lines like a conch shell. And there's three lines, ridges or lines inside. So the neck is a conch shell, and the water, the jal, the Ganga jal, is the prem ras of his heart. And he's holding Govardhan, crying, and he's saying, go, 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 go. Like jaga, jaga, gaga, jaga, gaga, is gurgling from his throat. That's the sound of the bell, some sound. You're supposed to make some sound when they do puja with a bell. So this is some extraordinary relationship here. So Lord Chaitanya went home. In this way, the Lord accepted meals at the houses of Shivas and all the other devotees and thus fulfilled their desires. Bhikshakari sabare purna kamakari. So this is this verse of this lila proves the previous tattva where it was said that Sevaka Vatsala, that Gauranga is affectionate, Krishna is affectionate to his sevakas. Affectionate means he reciprocates with their desires for service, and he accepts their service and satisfies the devotees. One by one, he went house to house, from Srivasa's house to Advaita's house, to Shivananda Sain's house, to every house he went to take his bhikshu, his meals, and fully satisfied all of them. Purna kamakari. It says early, purna manasakam. All the desires in the mind of Advaita were fulfilled by the Lord's presence in his house and accepting his service. And all the desires of all the devotees were fulfilled by the Lord's presence in their house and accepting their service of bhojan. Sarvagoshti lai niravadi sankirtan natchayena natchayena apane anukshan. This is Krishna consciousness. Bhojan and sankirtan. Bhojan sankirtan. Jantan. Bhojan sankirtan. Gauranga would gather all his devotees and constantly engage in sankirtan. He would continually dance and induce others to dance. Natchayena, natchena, apani anukshan. Damodara pandit aire deki bare gyachila e deki aila satvare. After going to Navadvip, oh, now another leela starting. It's just wave after wave of leela. This is suitable for our meditation, Gaur Leela. These waves of Gaur Leela will take us to the ocean of Krishna Leela. So as sadhakas, it's safer and more productive to read Gaur Leela and chant japa, remember Gaur Leela, and become attached and become purified. And then try to read Krishna Leela to some extent. After going to Navadvip to see Mother Shachi, Damodar Pandit quickly returned to Nilachala. So there's some background to that. This is the other half. The previous half is that Damodar Pandit overstepped his boundaries of service in relation to Lord Gauranga. Because Damodar Pandit, his service being a pundit, and was to see what was being offered to the Lord and consider it acceptable or not, and if it was not suitable or anukulya for bhakti, then Damodar Pandit would not present it to the Lord. So he felt some leeway to give some advice or correction to the Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he gave some advice regarding some small Vaishnava that was coming to take darshan of Gauranga, some child. And in this way, he was overstepping his position. So Lord Gauranga said, I think you should take a walk. It's time for you to take a vacation. Too close becomes dangerous sometimes. So then Gauranga said, Damodar, you mean well, but I think you need to go to Navadvip because you're gotten a little too close, familiarity breeds offenses. This is the phrase in Vaishnava circle. There's no question of contempt, because there's no contempt if there are Vaishnava cannot be contemptuous. This is a phrase from the world of Tama, a world of Vishayis. There's a phrase in English, familiarity breeds hatred. That's contempt. But if someone has hatred, that means envy, and he's not a Vaishnava. So we can't use that phrase. But we can say familiarity breeds offense. So this is... So now Damodar has executed his service to the Lord. Lord Gauranga said, please you take some good tidings from Puri and you give to my mother. And also tell her one thing, that yes, I am coming. I am coming every day, and it is, she's really seeing me. When she offers bhog to the Kula Devata in our house in Mayapur, to our Vishnu deity. And when she's meditating, she's thinking that afterwards she's feeding that Mahaprasad to me. And she's seeing me sit down and she's offering me as a young child, her Nimai, she's feeding me this Vishnu Prasad in her meditation. But it's not a meditation. Actually, I'm going there, and she's feeding me directly. So, Damodar, you please tell my mother this. So this is the good tidings, good news that Damodar Pandit brought to the ears of Shachi in Mayapur. That it's not a dream, it's not a swapna. In your dream, you're seeing your child, Nimai, come. He's coming every day. As Krishna was coming every day from Dwarka to dance with the gopis in the rasa dance, they thought it was swapna vilas. They thought it was a dream. And Krishna told them, no, I'm coming. I'm there. Can't I be in two places at once? Am I limited? So now, when he returned, Damodara deki prabhu anya nibritte arya aira Vritanta Lagilena Jigyashite. When Gauranga saw Damodar, he took him to a private place and inquired from him about Mother Shachi, his mother. Ai means mother. Ai. Nibritta Nikunj, the Nibritta Nikunj Leela of Krishna as Gauranga in Puri is the Gambira. This is Nibritta Nikunj. Prabhupale tume je achilatana kache satyakaha airaki Vishnu bhakti ache. Gauranga asked Damodara Pandit, "You stayed with my mother. Now tell me the truth. Does she have devotion to Lord Vishnu? Does my mother have devotion to Lord Vishnu? Vishnu bhakti ache?" Parama tapasvi nirapeksha damodhar shuni krode lagilena karita utar. This is so much rasa and the leela. It's all leela here. On hearing this question, Damodar Pandit, who was very austere and impartial, parama tapasvi nirapeksha, he became angry. Krode, ki balila gosai, aira bhakti ache, iha o jignyasa prabhu, tumi kon kaje? Oh Lord, what do you say? Are you asking whether your mother has any devotion? Aira prasadi to se tomara, Vishnu bhakti, jate kichu tomara, sakala tanra shakti, jate ke tomara Vishnu bhaktira udai, aira prasadi sabha janiha nishchoy. It is by your mother's mercy that you have devotion for Vishnu. Whatever you have is her potency. Know for certain that whatever devotion for Vishnu you have is by her mercy. Damodara Pandit is angry on the Lord. He's going on. This is the same Damodara Pandit that he sent out, seeming like a chastisement. Get away from him. He lost Lord Chaitanya's company. So maybe he's a little angry about that also. So now that's coming out too, kind of mixed up, using the mother, defense of the mother as an excuse. I'm reading into it, of course. That often happens, like, well, don't take it out of me. You know, you get an argument with your wife and you kick the dog. And the dog says, what did I do? You know, dog goes, ho, ho. I'm not your wife. I'm just sitting here, you know, guarding your door, and you yell at your wife, and she, you know, you get angry. You don't know what to do. You kick me. I don't know. It's not a good analogy, but in other words, this is that loving, that intimacy of love that a lover can chastise a beloved. Just see. So someone might think, oh, Damodar Pandit, he's bad. Lord Chaitanya got angry with him and sent him out of Puri and said, oh, Damodar, you're out of line. You should go. But now he comes back all charged up. Yeah, I went to Navadvipa. And then, Lord, as if he's just instigating him. I mean, obviously, Lord Gauranga knows. He's asked the question, does my mother have any devotion to Vishnu? Obviously, why is Lord Chaitanya, he's trying to instigate him. Why is he saying it? It's like saying, you know, you want to instigate someone to respond. To bring out their bhav, to bring out their emotions. Ashu kampa shweta murcha pulaka hungkara jateka ache vishnu bhaktira vikar shaneke aira dehe nahika vivram niravadi shri bharane spure krishnanam. Transformations of love for Vishnu, like crying, shivering, perspiring, fainting, standing of hairs on end, and loud roaring, are constantly visible on the body of Mother Shachi. And she's always chanting the name of Krishna. Niravari Sri Bharane Spure Sri Naam. In her beautiful mouth, in her Sri Bharane, her beautiful face, the holy name is always manifest. Spure Krishna Naam. It's interesting, he doesn't say Bolo, or she doesn't say he said in this translation, chanting. It's actually, she's having sportis, Krishna Nam. Krishna, not that she's just always chanting. Krishna's always dancing on her tongue and her beautiful face. Sri Bharane, Sri Bharane, Sri Bharane, Spure Krishna Nam. In that beautiful face, that pure, beautiful mouth of hers, Krishna Nam is always manifest. Spure, Krishna means Krishna Roop. Krishna Roop means Krishna Leela. So it means Krishna is dancing on our tongue. Aira Bhaktira Katha Jigyasu Gosai Vishnu Bhakti Janare Bali Sei Deka Ai. O Lord Gauranga, you have asked about the devotion of your mother Shachi. It is Mother Shachi who is addressed as devotional service to Vishnu. Murti Mati Bhakti Ai. They say Murti Man Ras. The Murti Man Ras, this term is used to describe Madhurya Ras sometimes. Murti Man. Murti Man Ras, the topmost expression of Ras is Madhurya in Vrindavan Shinkar. It's called Murti Man Ras. Murti Mati Bhakti Ai, Kahila Tomare, Janiyao Maya Kari, Jignyasa Amare. Gauranga, I tell you, your mother, Ai, Shachi, is the embodiment of devotional service. Gauranga is saying, does she have any bhakti for Vishnu? First, she's having sattvic vikars due to love of God, prema ashu, crying, trembling, hair standing end. And secondly, the holy name can never stop manifesting in her mouth. The nam, rup, gun, and lila is continually manifesting in her mouth. And she's the personification of Vishnu bhakti. Does that answer your question? And although you know this, you ask me as if you did not know. Prakrita shabde oye va balibeka ai. Ai shabda prabhave tahara dukkha nai. Damodara Pandit continued, Gauranga, if someone who considers the word ai, an ordinary word, utters this word, because ai in Bengali means mother, we say mata. Ai, and also in Marathi language, ai means mother, right? Ai, 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 ai. My mother, like Italian, ai, ai, ai. Mamma mia. So, mamma mia. If someone just considers the word ai, an ordinary word, to mean mother, but someone says ai, by the influence of that sound, he is freed from all distress. So if you feel dukkha, if you feel dukkha and unhappiness and distress, ai, 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 ai. Ai, ai, ai. And then just that vibration, that akshar, ai, a-i, that was do akshar, you get free from distress. A-i, ai. Ai, ai, that's why people say, ai, 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 ai. Let me get, there's so much distress. Because when people are in distress, they say, ai, ai, ai. When the Lord asked Damodar Pandit how much devotion to Krishna's mother had after being separated from her son, Damodar glorified the devotional activities of Shachi. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he became joyful. Damodara Pandit Tere, Dari Prema Rase, Puna Puna Alingana Karina Santoshe. Absorbed in the mellows of ecstatic love, prema ras, the Lord repeatedly embraced Damodar Pandit with satisfaction. Puna puna prema lingana santosh. So that's the happy ending to Damodar's chastisement. Woman is chastised and banished from the kingdom of love. Banished from the kingdom of love. The kingdom of love is the lotus feet of Gauranga. And Puri, such high Mahabhava is being displayed there in the Rath Yatra. Intense Viraha Bhav. He's banished, sent to that Navadvip. Another kingdom of love. sent to witness the Vatsalya Bhav of Mother Shachi. Shachinandana. Shachi Devi. And then he glorified the devotional activities of Shachi Devi. So now the Lord is very, very... Someone is, get out, leave, go from here. Go see my mother. Tell her everything's fine. I'm taking your offering. Get out from here. Oh, Gauranga is very angry. He's banishing his servant. Now he's, welcome back. Aji damodara tumi amare kinila manera britanta jata amare kahila. Mahaprabhu said, O Damodar, today you have purchased me. for you have confirmed what was in my heart. Jatakichu Vishnu Bhakti Sampati Amar Aira Prasadi Sabha Dvida Nahitar Takana Ichaya Ami Achon Pritivite Tanarina Tanarina Ami Kabu Naribas Shudite. Whatever asset of devotion to Vishnu I have is, as you said earlier, by my mother's mercy. There is no doubt about it. You're right. You're right. I am living in this world by her will. Therefore, I will never be able to repay her. Tana rino ami kabu nariba shudite. Ai stane badami shuna damodar. Aire dekite ami achinirantara. O Damodar, please listen. I am always bound by Mother Shachi's affection, and I always see her. Nirantara deki. Damodara Panditeri Prabhu Kripa Kari Bhakta Goshti Sange Vasilena Gorahari. After blessing Damodara Pandit in this way, Gorahari sat down with his devotees. Damodara Pandit Prabhu Kripa Kari Bhakta Goshti Sange, like we say, Goshti, let's say, Ishta Goshti, Bhakta Goshti Sange Vasilena Gorahari. And Gorahari, Gora and Hari. Gora Radha and Hari. Gora is Radha, Gori, Gorangi, and Hari is Krishna. Hari is the thief that steals Gora's heart. Hari means thief, and Gora means Gorangi, Radha. Gora Hari is the thief that steals Radha's heart and tries to taste her Mahabhav. Gora Hari sat down with his devotees. Aireje bhakti achi jignase ishvare se kebala shiksha karayena jagatayre. Gauranga Mahaprabhu's inquiry about Mother Shachi's devotion was only to teach the people of this world. Mahaprabhu's pastime of inquiring from Damodara about his Mother Shachi's devotion to Krishna was meant for teaching us. This pastime manifests how affectionately the Lord's servants serve him, and how the Lord becomes controlled by their love. I guess we'll continue there sometime in the future. Chaitanya Bhagavata Ki Jai.